In Pakistan, tens of thousands of people turned out yesterday to voice their opposition to a U.S.-led war on Iraq. The rally was called by a coalition of Islamic religious parties. It coincided with efforts by Pakistani and U.S. agents to locate Osama bin Laden, believed to be hiding in the border region between Pakistan and Afghanistan. The pace of the search increased after the capture of Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, the number three man in al-Qaeda, near Pakistan's capital, Islamabad. NPR's Michael Sullivan is in Islamabad. What more do you know about the search for Osama bin Laden?
Very little today, Bob. There was a great deal of excitement here over the weekend after a provincial official in the southwestern state of Balochistan said that nine al-Qaeda members had been killed and two of bin Laden's sons captured in a U.S. raid on an al-Qaeda hideout just over the border in Afghanistan. Senior Pakistani officials, however, denied the reports, as did U.S. officials, and by yesterday the provincial official was backtracking too, claiming he was misquoted. But it is clear that Pakistani forces and U.S. forces have stepped up their activity in the past week or so since Khalid Sheikh Mohammed's capture, and they appear to be concentrating their efforts in an extremely remote and mountainous region, a triangle, if you will, where Pakistan, Afghanistan, and Iran meet. Residents of that region say that aircraft have been dropping leaflets there for about a week now, reminding people of the $25 million reward for Osama bin Laden's capture. And there's also indications that U.S. and Pakistani intelligence operatives have increased their efforts in the border region near the Pakistani city of Chitral, farther east. But again, both U.S. and Pakistani officials insist officially that they aren't doing anything they haven't been doing all along, but U.S. officials have said that Khalid Sheikh Mohammed's arrest has yielded a great deal of information, and what we're hearing about here is most probably them acting on that information.
What about these demonstrations? Organizers called for a million people to turn out.
Yes, there was one last week, and then yesterday's, obviously. It was very large. A million people didn't turn out, but it was far bigger than anything that the religious parties managed during the U.S.-led war on Afghanistan. If you remember, the religious parties then were very vocal in their support for the Taliban and were very vehement in their denunciation of the U.S. And there were fears then about an anti-American backlash by the religious party supporters, but it didn't happen. Yesterday's anti-war rally drew as many as 100,000 people by some estimates, and I think that turnout surprised many here. Some of the demonstrators were carrying signs calling the U.S. the terrorist nation, saying it's only after Iraq's oil, and many people said they believe the U.S. is simply engaged in a war against Islam, first Afghanistan, now Iraq. And in fact, there were signs and posters with pictures of Osama bin Laden calling him a hero for standing up to the West in general and the Americans in particular.
They were trying to put pressure on Pakistan's president to vote against a new resolution in the Security Council, right?
Absolutely, and the leaders of the MMA, the coalition of religious parties, have warned Musharraf that if Pakistan does vote to back a U.S.-led war, then there will definitely be a backlash this time around, and they may be in a better position to make good on that threat. The religious parties are far more powerful now than they were a year and a half ago. They did extremely well in parliamentary elections a few months back, better than they ever done before, and in fact, they're now major players in parliament, so they could make things very uncomfortable for President Musharraf, both on the street and in parliament, if Pakistan votes with the U.S.
NPR's Michael Sullivan in Islamabad.